Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this beautiful day on a Saturday morning to give God glory and praise. Thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. Truly is a blessing to be in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. But truly is a blessing for we as warriors, those who are intercessors, those who are prayer warriors, praise God. Those who are, like I say, intercessors, those who are at that post, standing as watchmen on the wall. We thank God for those who are seeking the Lord diligently to seek for answers, to seek His instruction, to seek His guidance, but most of all, to trust the Lord every step of the way. But again, I say good morning to everyone who are alive today. I thank God for Jesus Christ, those who are in shut-in. Thank God that Lord is still a healer, and those who are going through, thank God, God is the answer. And I truly thank God for His Son, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself that you can receive revelation, that you can receive salvation, that you can receive peace, that you can receive hope and love and joy. But the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we thank God for everything that He is doing right now in this hour. Good morning to the people of God. Those who arise early in the morning, seeking the Lord for His answers. Praise God. Thank God for you all. Thank God for those who are going into shut-in to minister to the sick. Praise God to the lost, to the ones who are helpless. Praise God that you give them hope because of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's a good thing to know the Lord every day. Every day we should know everything about the Lord and not to take Him for granted, but to embrace His love, His mercy. But I truly thank God for everything that He is to us in this hour. And this morning, I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. And the Word of God reads, and I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. I'm going into the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter. Praise God. Jesus is giving us, praise God, pre-warning, praise God, of the things that's coming on this earth. You do not know that the Word of God prophesied to us every day when you read the Word. That's a prophecy that comes from every chapter, every verse that the Lord speaks come from His mouth. Praise God, to warn us. Praise God, to warn us of things that is coming on this earth. And thank God, and some of the things are happening right now. Praise God, according to God's Word. But we as a children of God, we need to grasp and take hold of the Word that He has given to us. We need to grasp and take hold of the revelation that He has given to us in this hour. But thank God for Jesus. But the Word of God reads, and I thank God when Jesus was explaining to us other things. Praise God. When He departed from the temple, Him and the disciples came to a place, praise God, and Jesus said, "See ye now all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." And then Jesus said again in the 4th verse, "Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquake in divers places. This is what Jesus is talking about. And these things that Jesus is saying right now is already happening around the world. When you turn on your television, when you read the newspaper, when you turn on the radio, praise God, the commentators, praise God, the reporters, the journalists, give you all this that is happening around the world. Praise God, because Jesus says so according to his word. That's one thing I love about the God that we serve. Praise God, the invisible God. God don't lie. He let you know of what sin can do to bring the devastation upon this earth. And truly, thank God, because of the tree of good and evil, this will happen and bring calamity, chaos upon us in the days we are facing. So, children of God, praise God, we need to take heed to what God is saying through his son, Jesus Christ. If we say we are the children of God, and we say that we live by faith, we need to believe what God is saying to us in this hour. Praise God. We are not to take nothing for granted. We need to take heed to what God is saying through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus was giving a pre-warning of the things that is coming on this earth. Well, we already seen it right now, because the word came to pass. Whatever God said, it came to pass. But we should take hold to faith. We need to keep our eyes on the Lord and trust him every step of the way. We need to believe in what the word of God is saying to us. We need to take hope, take heed to what is the word is saying to us today. There's one thing about it. When we remind God of his word, God listen. When you utilize his word, he don't want to hear what the enemy say. He want to hear what he said, because his word will not come back to him void. But we need to take heed to what our Heavenly Father is saying to us through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the one that bear the word of God. And we need to take hold to the word of God. We need to take hold to what God is saying to us this morning. We are not to take him for granted. We need to go back to our prayer closet. We need to go back into a certain room that you have dedicated back to God. We need to go back and doing what God could require of us. We need to go back and reading our word. We need to go back doing fasting and praying. We need to go back and shut in. Praise God. We need to go back and lay before the Lord. Did you not know God wants you to spend quality time with him? He wants you to spend time with him that he can reveal some things to his people. You prayer warrior, your intercessors, praise God. You apostles and prophets, praise God. God wants to spend quality time with his children in the hours that we are in. Why thank God for being who he is and what he is to us in this hour. But we are not to take things for granted. We need to rely on Jesus every step of the way. And then the Lord said, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And there will be some sorrow. Begin of sorrows, praise God. And then not only that, but it will be some affliction, and some will be killed for his name's sake. It's already happening in parts of the world where people stand up for the truth, their life is being taken. Praise God. But Jesus is looking for faith. God is looking for his people to still continue to have faith in him. And Mark the 11th chapter said, starting at the 22nd verse, Jesus said, have faith in God. We need to have faith in God. Don't let your faith be shaken. Stand firm in what God is saying. Continue to believe in God. Yeah, the enemy will come against you and make you doubt God's word. But God don't want you to doubt His word. He wants you to trust His word. He wants you to believe in His word. He wants you to rely on Him because of His word's sake. So when we come to the altar, when we lay out before the Almighty God, when we know that Jesus is Lord and Savior to us, praise God. Do not let the enemy put you in that situation to doubt God. And I thank God because God will see us through when we go through the storm, the spiritual storm. Praise God. He will see us through this if you just trust God. Have faith in God. God is looking for faith on this earth. He's looking for those who will continue to believe in His word. He's trusting every one of us as long as we have faith in Him. Praise God. That's what Jesus said. Speak to the mountain and not doubt, but believe. Speak faith in your life. Speak healing in your life. Speak deliverance in your life. Speak the prosperity in your life. Whatever you want the Lord to do, have faith in Him. Just trust Him every step of the way. And then I thank God for Jesus, that Lord let us know, for in the great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, not ever shall be, except those days shall be shortened. There shall no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. That let you know, Jesus let us know that the days will be shortened. Praise God. God is shortening the days. Even you look at the time, the clock goes faster. Praise God. Even when we are now on daylight saving time. But thank God, God is cutting the time short. Praise God. People are crying out, how long, Lord? How long? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. There are those who are crying out, what ask the Lord, how long, who believe in your report. But one thing about it, the God that we serve, praise God, He will see us through as long we keep our eyes on Him, as long we keep the faith and believe in spite of what you're going through, you continue to trust the Lord. My brothers and sisters, continue to trust in the Lord. Don't give up hope. Don't give out, but stay in and believe in God's word. He will see you through this. May God have mercy upon His people. We are His people. Let us trust Him every step of the way. Get in that word. Stay in that word. Put the word of God in your spirit every day. That's your hope. That's your joy. That's your peace. Praise God. And continue to seek the Lord. May God bless every one of you who are able to hear the word of God. Have a great day.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God. I am chosen, not forsaken.